Track 7, more news. End of the round for Daredevil Postie. An adventurous Dartmoor postman will post his last letters on Thursday the 31st of July after delivering to the village of Widdicombe in the Moor and its surrounds for more than a quarter of a century. Mike Lehman has certainly left his stamp on the community he has served for the last 28 years. And to show their appreciation, villagers are organising a farewell party in the Church House Inn. His community spirit is epitomised by the thousands of pounds he has raised for charity through his daredevil antics. He jumped 10,000 feet out of a plane on a parachute jump in aid of hearing dogs for deaf people after being press-ganged into it by one of his customers. On another occasion, he cycled across the Himalayas on a post office bike to raise money for MenCap. He also regularly participates in competitions held at Widdicombe Fair and the Village Christmas Tree Competition. Mike started as a postman 47 years ago in Newton Abbot, where different rounds took him around the town and to King's Kerswell, King's Dainton, Coffinswell and Woolborough. He later went out on the truck to Totnes, covering the South Hams. Then, in 1997, he took on the Widdicombe job, which takes him across the moors to Poundsgate and Poundsworthy. Being witness to life celebrations is one of the best parts of his job. On one occasion, when he was delivering a telegram from the Queen to a couple celebrating their golden wedding anniversary, he decided to have a bit of fun. "I made a pouch from a red mail sack and carried the telegram on it like a cushion," he recalled. Dutchy Farms also get Royal Mail from the Duke of Cornwall. "At Christmas, there is always a gift. You've got something from the boss, I say, as I hand it over," Mike quipped. A royal once prevented him from delivering the mail. Mike was driving up the lane to Shallowford Farm when he was turned away. A helicopter was parked in the field and Prince Edward was visiting. "I had to come back later," Mike said. I'm usually held up by sheep or cows. It's not often a royal," he added. The postie's nemesis, dogs, haven't been such a problem. "I've only been bitten really badly once," Mike said. "It was a bloodhound." There are 42 dogs on his rounds, and they tend to be pleased to see him. The weather has only got the better of Mike once, when he got snowed in at Widdicombe and ended up having to stay the night in the village. Mike plans to spend his retirement getting out on his bike more often and creating things like wooden house signs in his workshop. While he will miss being out in the elements on Dartmoor, watching swifts and swallows and listening out for the first cuckoo of the season, he will be pleased not to have to get up on dark, cold winter mornings to trudge through wind, rain and snow.
Town bids farewell to 99-year-old Joan. One of Tynmouth's oldest residents has died at the age of 99. Joan Aplin's coffin was taken by horse and carriage through the streets of Tynmouth for her funeral, bringing traffic to a temporary halt. Born in Watford, Joan had lived in Dawlish and Tynmouth for almost 80 years. 3 years ago, her family set her a 100 challenge to complete before she died, including holding a bird of prey, meeting meerkats, learning to croquet, visiting new venues, and many craft and baking activities. It says learning to croquet. I wonder if that's learning to crochet. We shall never know. One of the few challenges she didn't manage to complete was having her photo in the local paper. Posthumously, the Mid Devon Advertiser, Tynmouth Post and Dawlish Gazette are now fulfilling that wish, and the article is indeed accompanied by a picture of Joan dressed up as Father Christmas. Daughter Shirley said, "Joan rose to these challenges with enthusiasm and loved them all. However, her favourite one was dressing up as Father Christmas in December and giving out chocolate coins to children around Tynmouth." Joan's love of the area began when, as a teenager, she regularly visited Dawlish with her parents on holiday. Her future husband, Harold Aplin, known as Greg, had lived there all his life, but when they met, he was home on leave from the Royal Navy. He stepped out of a fish and chip shop as Joan was passing and offered her one of his chips. They married 18 months later and lived in a bedsit in Dawlish, where their first daughter, Valerie, was born. Greg was a plasterer and later a builder, and initially life was very tough. However, through determination and hard work, they were eventually able to own their own house in Tynmouth. Over the next 8 years, Joan and Greg went on to have two further daughters, followed by a son. After moving to a small holding in Dawlish, daughter Fiona was born. Shirley said, "Joan dedicated her whole life to bringing up her family. She enjoyed nothing more than cooking and knitting for us all. Her love for us knew no bounds." Once their children had left home, Joan and Greg moved to Bishop Sainton for several years and enjoyed many holidays around the world. Over the past 6 years, Joan became more frail and was confined more and more to a wheelchair. Despite her fragility, she had the heart of a lion, survived several falls, a car accident, broken ribs, and COVID. She loved the challenges we set her in later years and died from old age, quietly at home, surrounded by her family. The only request she ever made for herself was that she could have a horse-drawn carriage for her funeral, a wish that her family was able to fulfil.
Epplepen, ready for Carnival Week. The small village with a big carnival is preparing for its 2025 festivities, culminating with a vibrant parade on Saturday the 9th of August. Newspapers have been stuffed into empty tights for the Scarecrow Festival, and villagers are limbering up, ready for the sports tournament finals. Meanwhile, volunteers are adding the finishing touches to this year's float. The other events throughout Carnival Week, which runs from Sunday the 3rd of August, include a treasure hunt, pig racing, and kids' neon rock party. The main carnival parade starts at 6 p.m. on Saturday the 9th of August. However, the festivities start earlier with inflatables before the parade and live music and fireworks later in the evening. Epplepen Carnival Club, which has won numerous awards for its floats in previous years, will tour the South Devon and Somerset Carnival circuits over the coming months.
Castle's 700th anniversary celebration. Historic Powderham Castle is celebrating its 700th anniversary. To mark the milestones, the doors to the estate, owned by the Courtney family for seven centuries, will open to the community this Friday, 1st of August, to explore the castle and grounds. There will be 700 specially made cream teas by the lake. Admission is donation-based, so people are asked to pay what they can. A spokesman said, "All contributions will support our 700 Trees Fund, a charitable project aiming to plant 700 trees at Powderham as a living tribute to our anniversary and a legacy for our years to come." The Grade 1 listed fortified manor house was named after the ancient Dutch word polder, which means the hamlet of reclaimed marshland. Now a popular venue for concerts and festivals, the castle structure was built sometime after 1390, with the present castle expanded and altered extensively in the 18th and 19th centuries. It is the seat of the Courtney family, the Earls of Devon. The castle has been a Grade 1 listed building since 1952 and recognised as an internationally important structure. The staircase, hall, music room and master bedroom of the house were used as locations for the 1993 film Remains of the Day.